South Sudan received 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine in March. Dr. Tem Nathan-Ryak, the Director General for Primary Health Care, who is also the head of COVID-19 vaccinations at the Health Ministry, says out of the total number of doses, the government distributed 60,000 doses of the vaccine to 52 health facilities across the country. He says as of yesterday, there were only 2 vials remaining in the national vaccine store and 35 vials in the rest of the entire country. Dr. Ryak says after assessing the consumption of the vaccines in other states, the ministry collected 10,180 doses from the areas including Turit in eastern Equatorial State that had a few people showing up for the vaccinations. It says 56,371 people were vaccinated as of yesterday. Out of a total of 59,630 doses, Dr. Ryak says 5% of the vaccine went to waste. He says more people are interested in getting the jab now than there were before.
Until yesterday, we have in the whole country 37 vials were left. And so in terms of doses, 370. This was yesterday. But today, that amount should have been consumed because this morning they came for more vaccine and we do not have any more vaccine left. We have used all the vaccines that we had. All for South Sudan, no vaccine.
Dr. Ryak says the health ministry has ordered an additional 60,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which are expected to arrive by late August.
There is a high demand for the vaccine. People want the vaccine now. They were safety concerned, but now because many people have taken the vaccines, they have not shown any effects or so on. So the safety problem has improved. At least in the people's mind, and also because of the fear of the upside the neighboring countries, and so people now want the vaccine. There is less hesitancy in taking the vaccine now.
Vase Wilsmott, Chief Communications Officer at UNICEF, the agency that is coordinating the shipping of the vaccine to South Sudan, says he cannot confirm whether the country will receive other vaccines besides AstraZeneca. Wilsmott says it will be a while before the next batch of vaccines reach South Sudan, given the high demand worldwide for COVID vaccines.
The information that I have at this stage is that we should not expect them before late July, early August. Now, you need to be aware that this is all, that you know that, and this is all happening within a context of a global approach. So things might evolve, but what I know is that the negotiations and what has been planned for South Sudan would be 60,000 doses for the second batch.
The first batch of the AstraZeneca was shipped to South Sudan through the support of the COVAX facility, a global partnership comprised of the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, UNICEF, and other organizations established to ensure all countries can equitably access COVID-19 vaccines. Dr. Ryak is urging donors to expedite the process of shipping the vaccine so that South Sudanese don't miss their doses. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.